All right, so welcome back, or actually, hello and welcome to Conspiracy Theories with moi, Joanna, the host of my own podcast, because I am that amazing. No, but today we are going to be talking about the moon landings. This is one of my favorite conspiracy theories, mostly because the actual government is involved in it, whether it is fake or not. Yes. So, I don't know, I'm extremely excited for this, so let's get into it. So, the origins of the whole conspiracy theories about the moon started because of the early and influential book about the subject of a moon landing conspiracy. We Never Went to the Moon, America's $30 billion Swindle by Bill Kaysing. It was self-published in 1976 by him. Despite having no knowledge of rockets or technical writing, Kaysing, a former U.S. Navy officer with a Bachelor of Arts in English, was hired as a senior technical writer in 1956 by Rocketdyne, the company that built the F-1 engines used on the Saturn V rocket. He then went to serve as head of the technical publications unit at the company's propulsion field laboratory until 1963. Kaysing's book made the allegations and overall just effectively began the discussion of the moon landings being faked. The books claimed that the chance of a successful man landing on the moon was calculated to be 0.0017%. With the rating or a percentage that low, it is nearly impossible. So the fact that it quote unquote did happen is actually kind of questionable. And well, despite close monitoring by the USSR, it would have been easier for NASA to just fake the moon landing than to actually go there. And then in 1980, the Flat Earth Society accused NASA faking the landings, arguing that they were staged by Hollywood with Walt Disney sponsorship, based on a script by Arthur C. Clarke and directed by Stanley Kubrick. All of these very influential, talented people. And then, you know, as time went on with films and books and things like that being published in media, the conspiracy theory ideas started circulation and became popular to the point where they are today. I think now in 2018, it is the most or the highest percentage it has ever been of people that believe that the moon landing was fake. So basically, the moon landing conspiracy theories we're going to talk about today, or just overall, even the ones I don't talk about, claim that some or all of the elements of the Apollo program and associated moon landings were faked by NASA. If you don't know what NASA is, it's basically the agency of the United States where they basically work with space and things like that. So yeah, it was either faked by NASA, possibly with the aid of other organizations. The most notable claim, which is like the most famous one, is that the six manned landings from 1969 to 1972 were faked, and that the 12 Apollo astronauts did not actually walk on the moon. Various groups and individuals have made claims since the mid-1970s that NASA and others knowingly misled the public into believing the landings happened. They by manufacturing them, tampering with, or destroying evidence, including photos, tapes, radios, and TV transmissions, as well as rock samples, and then killing certain people and key witnesses. So this, if it is a theory, so it is kind of, it could be a possibility. Not necessarily I'm saying that it is true. So you can believe anything you want from what you are going to hear today. But I think it's very interesting that the certain things here actually did happen. One of them is that I'm not exactly how it goes, and I think I will go over it today, but basically NASA needed tapes and they couldn't afford them, and they couldn't just buy new ones, but they just recorded over the actual original tapes from the moon landing, which is absolutely just dumb. Why would you do that? It was a part of not just American history, but humankind. everybody else's history. So I don't know, just certain things like that that don't make sense. You know, it's kind of like they probably just try to forget about it. It's like, oh, let's just pretend it didn't happen. But it's like, it clearly happened. It was a thing that they created. Whether they created it as in they filmed it in a studio, or they took the tapes up there and they actually landed there. But the tapes were something that was there. You know what I mean? So let's get into some of this and the origins of the actual conspiracy theories of the moon landing, or why it all started. All right, so basically, to be able to have done this, there must be claims, right? There must be motives. And one of those motives was the space race. The motivation for the US to actually engage the Soviet Union in a space race can be traced to the ongoing Cold War at the time. The landing would have and was viewed as a national and technological accomplishment, meaning if the US was, of course, let's say they didn't land there, they said, you know, it would be a thing that is seen as an accomplishment and a demonstration of power that the country has. But going to the moon would actually be risky and expensive. And this was said by President John F. Kennedy at the time in his 1962 speech. And he said that the U.S. chose to go because it was hard. So already that idea that it's difficult is there. So Philip Plait, a hoax theory debunker, in his book of Bad Astronomy, says that the Soviets, with their own competing moon program, an extensive intelligent network, and formidable scientific community able to analyze NASA data, would have cried foul if the United States tried to fake the moon landing, especially since their own program had failed. So if this was actually fake, the Russians would have tried to prove that it was fake. You know, proving that it was a hoax would have been a huge propaganda win for the Soviets. They possibly could have led to them taking the win in the Cold War. So conspiracist Bart Sieber responded to that claim, you know, that if it was fake, they would have found out, by saying that the Soviets did not have the capability to track deep spacecraft until late 1972. So immediately after which the last three Apollo missions were abruptly canceled. This is a very interesting claim, because this theory debunker, you know, he says, oh, well, if it was faked, the Russians would have been in back of it trying to prove that it was fake. And then Bart Sebro, a conspiracist, responded by saying that, well, the Soviets did not have the capability to actually track if a spacecraft was there or not until late 1972. This was 10 years after President John F. Kennedy said that they were going to choose to go to the moon because it was hard, because it was difficult. It is a very interesting claim, I think. And then the fact that three missions were canceled right after that leaves a lot of questions in the pool. So what are the actual theories? What are the claims? And well, a lot of them have to do with the photographs and the films from the actual moon landing, or claimed moon landing. Some of it, or one of the claims, is that the crosshairs from the actual lens appear to be behind certain objects, which is impossible since the crosshairs are on the lens of the camera, which is impossible for the crosshairs to appear to be behind things. This happened several times in a picture of what appears to be like a radio thing. And then on the flag, there's also one that happens that. The crosshairs also sometimes are rotated or they are in the wrong place. The quality of the pictures is extremely high for the technology they had at the time, and that they also claim that there was no stars in any of the pictures, and that if the moon landing was real, then they would have actual stars rather than just painting black a whole studio. They also go and talk about the angle and the color of the shadows and how they are inconsistent, which suggests that artificial lights were used. There is identical backgrounds in the pictures, which suggests that it was basically just a painted background. And then one of the ones I think are interesting is that there is a C, like the letter C, in one of the rocks, which could suggest that it was used as a prop, as a studio prop. I think that one is interesting just because it's kind of weird to have the letter C on a rock. But overall, it's just kind of maybe pushing it too far. As in, NASA did claim it was like a picture just imperfection, like printing imperfection. And they blamed it on like a hair or something. But it's still, I think it's interesting. They also talk about, once again, hotspots, about the lighting and how sometimes it's too bright and it just seems like they faked it. And then they also go on to say, well, who filmed Neil or Neil Armstrong? And well, NASA claims that it was the lunar module. While still on steps, Armstrong deployed the modularized equipment storage assembly from the side of the lunar module, and which housed the TV camera and all that for 600 million people on Earth to watch. So I think the whole ideas are very, very interesting, but it seems as if NASA was just trying to find the same excuse for everything that they said. The theory also goes to talk about environment, saying that the astronauts could not have survived the trip because of the exposure to radiation from the Van Allen radiation belt and galactic ambient radiation. This could have caused radiation poisoning and health threat from cosmic rays. Some conspiracists have suggested that Starfish Prime, it's like it was a high altitude nuclear test in July 9th, 1962, so around that time too, was a failed attempt to disrupt the Van Allen belts. So they're saying that the reason that this nuclear test happened was to try to disrupt those belts that could possibly make it easier for the moon landing. The environment, based on environment still, the film and the cameras would have been fogged by the radiation. And the cameras that were used, it's clear. I mean, it was clear enough to show it on TV. So they're stating that if they were actually on the moon, radiation would have caused the cameras to fogged up. No, I didn't say effed up. I say fogged up. The moon's surface during the daytime is also so hot that the camera film would have melted. So, I mean, that sounds kind of reaching if you ask me, but I guess it's a claim. So, they also say that the Apollo 16 crew could not have survived a big solar flare firing out when they were on their way to the moon. But I did search this up, and there was no large flare occurring during the flight of Apollo 16. They were solar flares in August 1972, after Apollo 16 returned to Earth and before the flight of Apollo 17. They also claimed, based on the environment, that the flag placed on the surface by the astronauts was fluttering and moving, and that this is impossible since there is no wind on the moon. They also talk about footprints in the moon dust that are just well preserved despite the lack of moisture, because if it's just dust and there's some moisture in it, it would have just been like a regular step, right? So then they're saying that the footprints are weirdly, unexpectedly well preserved. The alleged moon landings either used soundstage or they were filmed outside in a remote desert, with the astronauts either using harness or slow motion photography to make it look like they were on the moon. So, you know, they basically said that the whole thing, the reason they look so slow is because they just made the film slower, or they took a lot of pictures and then they basically like how slow motion works. They also go on to talk about mechanical issues. They said that the lunar modules made no blast craters or any sign of dust scattered, which I think it's a very interesting, sign or like idea. They also say that the second stage of the launch rocket and or the lunar module ascended also made no visible flame when it went up. So I think that's very interesting. I don't know. There is a lot of things to look into, and I think there's a lot of valid claims. But, you know, I don't know what to say. I think definitely it's a thing that a lot of more people are believing. So it could possibly be an actual thing. It could be an actual thing that people are into, and that could make the government possibly just, you know, say that it was fake. But I don't think that will happen ever, that they would agree with that. I think we are going to be stuck in just saying that it is, you know, fake. Another one of the biggest claims is that there's missing data. Blueprints and designs and development drawings of the machines involved are missing. Apollo 11 data tapes containing telemetry. Telemetry is it's a automated communications process by which measurements and other data are collected at remote or inaccessible points. So basically, and high quality video, or the actual high quality video that existed, is missing. And the video of the first moonwalk are also missing. I think, how does all these important pieces of just history just go missing? I mean, they contain the original highest quality videos from the Apollo 11 landing, and it's just not there. It doesn't make sense. There's also, you know, the blueprints just of like the Saturn V rocket and the Apollo lunar module and the lunar rover and vehicle associated equipment from the Apollo missions are also missing. I think it's very interesting that all this stuff is just not there. So those things that could have been such potential pieces of history, not necessarily like to prove that the moon landing was real, but just overall, how do you lose those things? I read once, I don't know if it's true, but I did read that they just recorded over certain tapes. They just recorded over the actual footage. And it's, why do you do that? I don't know. I think there's questions there to ask. So NASA's response to all of this was basically a letter. So in June 1977, NASA issued a fact sheet responding to recent claims that the Apollo moon landings had been hoaxed. The fact sheet is particularly blunt and regards the idea of faking the moon landings to preposterous and outlandish. NASA refers to the rocks and particles collected from the moon as being evidence of the program's legitimacy, as they claim that these rocks could not have been formed during any conditions on Earth. NASA also notes that all the operations and phases of the Apollo program were closely followed and under the scrutiny of the news media, from liftoff to splashdown. NASA responds to Bill Kaysing's book, We Never Went to the Moon, by identifying one of his claims
a fraud regarding the lack of crater left on the moon's surface by landing on the lunar module, and refuting with facts about the soil and cohesive nature of the surface of the moon. And then it was reissued again on February 14th, 2001, the day before Fox Television's broadcast of conspiracy theory, Did We Land on the Moon?, where the documentary reinvigorated the public's interest in conspiracy theories and the possibility that the moon landings were faked, which has provoked NASA to once again defend its name. I think there is a lot of questions left to ask in every single aspect of this idea and whole thing of conspiracy theories of the moon landing. It has motives, and if there's motives, it shows you that there must be a reason for them to actually do that, rather than just, oh, let's just do it for fun. But there's also a lot of hard evidence that NASA provides, their pictures and their responses and defenses of every single part of a theory or things like that. Whether it is true or not, that is for you to decide. And if you want to know more about this, please do research on it. It is extremely interesting. And I think going along with the podcast and then looking at pictures at the same time, or just disregarding my podcast, but actually just going in and watching videos on it and looking at pictures, it is a very interesting thing. I didn't have time to go over it, but there is a theory about a Coke bottle on the moon seen by an Australian lady of the original live feed, not the one being delayed. But yes, other than that, I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me. I know I enjoyed hanging out with you. I'll see you guys on my next podcast. Have a beautiful day. Bye.